All You Need to Know is brought to you by no one. No one at all.
Welcome to All You Need to Know, the show where you hear about everything and learn about nothing. Here are your hosts, Quinn Eaton
and Isaac Bayer.
Welcome to this episode of All You Need to Know, episode 311. Can you believe that, Isaac? We're at 311.
The significance of the 311?
What is or what isn't?
What is the significance?
There's a rock band, and their name is 311 or 311. I'm not really sure actually how to say it, but that's somewhat significant, I would say.
I didn't know. I don't know that. I don't know them.
Have you heard the song Amber by them?
No, I haven't. I don't know what that song is either.
It's like, oh, amber is the color of your energy. You haven't heard that one?
No, huh?
Okay, well, we're off to a hot start for episode 311 or 311, whatever you want to call it. We're not talking about the band 311, though that might have been a good idea. But you not knowing about something has never stopped us from doing a podcast. You've been on a handful of times. I don't even know if a handful is doing it justice. You've been on a lot and you have no idea what we're talking about.
But it's never my fault. Usually the ideas that I come up with are things I can contribute a little to.
Right.
You tend to spring a topic on me and it'll be like, you know, point guards in the NBA from 2006 to 2010, and I'm like, well, listen, man, I can't help you out there.
I am just jumping at the bit to talk about point guards from, you said what, 2006 to 2010?
Yeah.
Shoot, man, that'd be good to bring the press breaker guys back for an episode of that.
Are they still alive?
The podcast has stopped, but yeah, they're doing fine, I believe. They haven't done a press breaker podcast in a while. That's Garrett and Mac. Garrett Howell, Mac Nelson, that used to do the press breaker podcast for us here at All You Need to Know. And then at one point, they just kind of stopped. And that's okay, because doing something consistent is hard. Even though All You Need to Know has been very consistent for, what, over 5-6 years? I don't even know at this point. I've lost track, but we're always here. We're always here every Wednesday morning, even when, you know, there have been days when you've probably said, oh, gosh, I got to talk about the blah, blah, blah. There are days where I, oh, shoot, you know, I got to do the podcast tonight. But we do it for the 30 to 40 people.
Do it for the fan.
Yes. That have tuned in and stuck with us from the get-go. And this episode,
shout outs to you.
Well, maybe not. Maybe just the fan base, and because any person can do a podcast. But I think the tougher part, I guess, is sticking with the podcast that they started. So maybe a small shout out to me and my stick-to-itiveness.
No disrespect. The shout out was to you, the listener, the dedicated listener.
And that's,
I mean, shout out to you for sure.
No,
for
but
doing
I was,
the podcast,
I was trying
shout
to
out to the dedicated
I
listener.
Misunderstood, but even in that misunderstanding, I was deflecting and trying to shout out the fans. So that's great that that's what you meant, because that's what I wanted you to mean. So that clears everything up. And on that miscommunication, we're going to jump into today's topic. This is episode 311. We're talking about something that we somehow haven't talked about already. Road trips.
This is a pretty safe topic. This is kind of like milk. This is kind of a milk topic. Yeah, it's safe. Can't believe we haven't done it before. It's a very AYN2K type of vibe of a topic.
I don't even know if
really
we've done.
Fits the bill.
I think so, and I don't even know if we've done traveling. I know we just talked about, you know, airline
airports,
travel etiquette. Again, that was more of just like a place and how you're supposed to act. This is the actual traveling portion of it. We're not talking about vacations. We have done an episode on staycations before. And that was before everyone had a...
You made a song.
I did. And that's not a bad song. I've gone back and listened to it. It's not a terrible parody of I guess Christmas is the song Christmas Vacation. It's the song featured in the movie Christmas Vacation. Did a little remake of that with a staycation. That was right before we all had a staycation and we didn't really have much of a
No.
choice about it. So check that out if you're interested. But we're talking instead
This is the opposite of
today
that.
about the journey. Right, because that's what it's all about sometimes, and we'll touch on that at the very end if that's true or not. But what we're talking about is a road trip, gathering together with friends, family, getting in a vehicle, most likely, and road tripping it. So whenever you think of road trips, you know you're a man that's taken a couple long drives in your
Oh
day.
yeah. Oh
So
yeah.
what does a road trip mean to you?
Oh geez. Listen, I hate to say it. I hate to say it. Often, well, sometimes the trip itself, the road trip, I can enjoy as much as the destination itself, especially the trip there, because you have a nice lingering anticipation.
Sure.
I mean, depending on what you're doing, there are certainly instances where it's perhaps not that way, but a lot of instances where you're going somewhere and you're looking forward to it. For example, you and I and a mutual friend took a
Yeah.
road trip up to watch a Green Bay Packers game, and the anticipation, well, for me, it was seeing family, but then going to the game. Kind of, you know, it breezes you along on the road trip. It's a pleasant experience.
The road trip, the drive there, without a doubt, always goes by faster than the drive back
Undoubted.
because the like you the way you put it, lingering anticipation is something that keeps you counting the hours down to get to that place, whereas whenever you're driving away from the thing that you just went to, it's like, oh, I just, you know, that vacation's over, or that weekend trip's over, and now I'm having to drive back to my normal life, which hopefully your normal life isn't mundane and something that you dread going back to, right? But of course, everyone would prefer an all-inclusive stay at a luxury resort over, you know, sitting in their cubicle and typing in on a keyboard. I mean, that's
Yes.
not a stretch to say. But yeah, the road trip itself, of course, that road trip I have fond memories of. You and myself and Alec, who's been on the podcast before, we loaded up, drove up to Green Bay, Wisconsin, which was a great, quaint little NFL town. One of my favorite places I think I've ever been. It was phenomenal. And yeah, there was that drive there. Of course, there was a snowstorm that we had to beat to Milwaukee. Which was
Coming home, I
terrifying.
think.
And no, that was on the way there.
I don't remember. I
I
can't believe you
promise
remembered that.
it was a very severe thunderstorm that had formed where we were. So we first had to drive through a severe thunderstorm that as the you know, the cell of the storm went farther north, it stretched up, I guess, the entire United States. It was a snowstorm instead of a thunderstorm. So the entire time was not ideal road trip driving conditions. I remember once we got pretty close to Green Bay, cars were sliding off the side of the road. But we were just road tripping. You know,
I don't remember that at all.
we were just going ahead, you know, not full speed ahead, but just fast enough to where we weren't gonna slip off the road like some of these other people were. But that's part of the road trip. Hopefully you're not dealing with weather. Hopefully you're not facing like, okay, we have to get to a certain city by a certain time so we don't get stuck, that kind of thing that we were worried about for that road trip. But I want to backtrack a little bit because whenever we usually unpack, and forgive me for saying that because that might make this first thing that we're talking about a little confusing, but whenever we dive into a topic like this, oftentimes we will kind of go through it in a chronological way. And so one of the first things that you do for a road trip is you get packed up for said road trip. So that again is an exciting thing because you're imagining, you know, oh, I'm going to need this for where we're going. Like I know I've been on a number of beach vacations and I am packing up the beach chairs and the bocce ball set and the whatever else you might need at the beach, and you're anticipating having all of those things at the beach. They're going to go from your garage to a beach wherever you're going. That's an exciting thing, getting packed up and packing suitcases. But for the families, if they're like mine that overpack, the what am I looking for? Tetris game that you have as you're trying to
Oh,
shove things into the
it's
trunk
difficult.
and fit things in certain places that probably shouldn't have anything be jammed. We're a jam family. I will say that. We're trying to jam and close, and we know that we can't open that until we get to our destination. I don't know if you relate to that at all.
Well, you listen, it depends because you've got to, I mean, am I taking a sedan? What am I angling for? Am I angling for bringing all my stuff, or am I angling for, reasonable gas prices, do a good
True.
mileage. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
No, I get that.
Listen, it's got to be the gas prices. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you've got to cut some items from your deck in order to fit it all in the trunk. It's got to be said. And I think it's a good thing. Don't pack too heavy.
Yeah. I'm
How, let me ask you
always,
this real quick.
go ahead. Yeah, I'll answer whatever.
When are you got a road trip coming up. When are you packing for it? And then, parallel, when is your dad? When is he saying you should pack, or when is he packing?
So there's always the plan to pack, right? There's always the we're gonna pack up at 5 o'clock the night before. That 5 o'clock the night before turns into, at least for us, 11 o'clock the night before, where we're really cutting into a good portion of the sleep that we should probably get before we hit the road for a long period of time. I'm usually packing up my own things, like my suitcase, bag, whatever. Maybe a day, 2 days before. But then I've always loaded up the car, like, maybe night before. If it's a long trip or if it's just a little weekend thing, you just throw your stuff in and you get going. Not a big deal. But yeah, dads really do like to get packed up early, I think. I don't know if that's a stereotype, but it seems like a lot of dads are trying to prepare, and they're probably overpacking, don't you think? Or maybe I'm
It
wrong.
depends. It depends, I find that oftentimes a day or 2 days before, I'll get a text or a call or whatever. We'll be chatting with my parents, and they're like, "Well, you packed up?" I'm like, "Listen, I gotta have underwear for tomorrow
Right.
before I have to leave the day after." You know what I'm saying?
That's fair. Yeah.
And I
I
find, and it's listen, it's a night before, afternoon before operation. All right,
think that
that's
that's
you can't
yeah.
go any earlier than that.
And I think that that's perfectly fine. And then you hopefully get all your stuff packed up, or whoever else is getting stuff packed up, you get it all put together. And then there's that initial departure, which is full of excitement. But like I just mentioned a second ago, you're probably shooting to leave at a certain time. And then you end up leaving later than that time. I don't know. Do you know anybody where if you know they're going on a trip, you tell them you're leaving 30, 45 minutes earlier? That way they show up at the actual time that you need to get going. No?
I haven't really ever taken any trips with people that I had to call to like come over and plan for that. It's always
Gotcha.
been people that were they were nearby or in the house or whatever,
So anyone you're traveling with is rather punctual, I can assume.
They're like
Okay.
in the house. I can go grab them, I can
Sure.
go wake them up or whatever. Are you getting gas the day before, or are you allotting a 15 minutes, 20 minutes to
No.
get it on your way out of town?
You're getting the gas the night before. At least if I was in
Oh.
charge, gas night before, because I don't want to skip ahead, but I will. Whenever it comes to the road trip itself, I'm excited about this, but let's get there. I don't want to lollygag. I don't want to stop five, six times. I'm not a stopper. I'm a goer. Let's go.
You're not a
Let's
stopper.
drive until the
I'm a bit
gas
of a
is almost
stopper.
no. Let's drive until the
I'm a
gas is
bit of a
almost out,
stopper.
and then we'll stop.
No.
And
Now
then we'll
that's a little
stop.
bit excessive.
That's just how I like to do things. If it's a longer trip, 8, 10 hours, and that's the thing, we're talking about road trips. It could be a 3, 4 hour drive, or it could be a 8 to 10 hour drive.
Should
Any of
we
them.
Should
Any
we
of them, though,
figure
I'm
that
trying
out?
to drive as long as I can until either one, a mealtime comes up, I'll always stop for some food, or two, the gas is running low. So let's make a stop here. There's a gas station, there's a coffee shop, and then let's keep going. I'm not stopping at one exit, getting gas, two exits later, getting coffee. Let's get on
Cool.
the road.
It's not that now. Nobody's doing that much. Ideally, you take the exit and get everything all at once, but I'll stop for a bathroom break, or I'll stop to get a something. You know what I'm saying? It's generally not a very long stop. I'm not eating meals six times, but I mean, two exits is a little ridiculous.
Okay. Well, we can agree on that then at least. But
I enjoy a stop.
so
I
you're a
enjoy a
stopper.
stop.
You're a
But
stopper
I'm
whenever it
also
comes.
not running down. Well, I'm more open to it. I'm certainly not letting my gas get empty. I'm looking at a quarter tank and I'm on gas, buddy. I'm looking 20 miles,
Sure.
ahead, like what's the cheapest exit here?
Shout out to Gas Buddy. They're
Do you
always finding
tank?
those gas prices that are the lowest, and I
It's
appreciate
true.
that. They're not a sponsor of
You
today's
do a lot
episode.
of road trips to the same place. You've been to the same place multiple times.
Yeah, you could say that.
Have you come across, I'm only saying this for me
A
personally, when I'm
routine
thinking
stop.
of, yeah, and you're like, oh, this exit has the cheapest gas in, 2 hours either direction. Like,
Yeah.
we will be stopping here.
No, definitely. We've done a little bit of that, and we've definitely done a lot of that ever since Buc-ee's came into our lives, because that's a routine stop no matter what. That's the only time where I'm a
There's
stopper.
Bucky's haters out there. They exist.
I know there are, and I don't know what's wrong with them. Sure, the gas station's busy, but it's clean, it's efficient, and they've got the best brisket I've ever eaten. So I don't want to hear any Buc-ee's slander in this podcast.
It's my mother. My mother is a Bucky's slanderer.
All right, well, I've got some choice words for her,
Give
but
her a message, why don't you?
I don't have the time except of what I just said. It might be busy, but it's clean, it's efficient, and they've got
Yes,
some
sir.
damn good brisket. So
And they've got a
routine.
mascot sometimes in the store.
That's right. And I have taken a picture with Buc-ee the Beaver, which is actually spelled Bucky. I found that out the other day. It's not spelled Bucee, like the gas station is. But I love Buc-ee's. That's a routine stop for us. Even if I've driven out of the way, and of course I'm a goer, so I'm like, I want to get to the destination. But we were driving, and I was like, well, if we take this exit and go 15 minutes down, there's a Buc-ee's, and we could just take the 15 minutes back.
15 minutes is a towing the
30
line.
minutes, 30 minutes drive time. I added just to get
It
some of
didn't
that.
connect back in. It wasn't a
No,
side road that would eventually.
just to get some of
Wow. Now,
that
see,
Buc-ee's
that
brisket.
might be a.
But
I
hey,
could do it once. I wouldn't do it regularly.
whenever you add time to a drive, that just gives you more time to pass the time, right? What are some of those tried and true things that you feel like you do whenever you're passing the time? I think of maybe, some road trip games. I think of listening to music, podcasts. And then if you're lucky enough to not be, in the captain's chair, right, driving the vehicle, you could use that time to read if, you can do that and not get sick in a car, or get caught up on some of the latest shows, right? You might be b behind on a show that you want to get caught up on.
I tend not to watch things when I'm in the car. I'm not really like watching shows or movies. I'll read. I don't really do games. I'm a music or podcast listener. But I gotta say it. I listen, the enjoyment of a road trip is increased doubly, minimum, if I'm driving. I have to drive. I need to
Wow.
drive. I want to be the one driving. I love to drive on the road. I love a road trip and I love to be the captain of the road trip.
And I get that too, because if you're just in a car, it's like, oh geez, like how many hours do we have left? But if you're driving, you're actively doing something.
Exactly.
So that
Exactly.
kind
And
of
I'm
helps
allowed
pass
to
the time.
complain. I'm allowed to complain about the traffic and the other drivers. If I'm
Yeah.
in the passenger seat and my dad is going 75 down the interstate with 10 feet of space between us and another car also going 75, I'm stressing out and I'm like, hey, I don't want a back seat because it's obvious I'm
Right.
back seating, but this is not Well, first of all, it's not safe, and second of all, you're just stressing me out, even if you do got it under control.
Yeah, and another thing that comes with being the driver is I feel like it's one of those understood rules. Driver gets to pick the music. Driver gets to pick the podcast. Do you fall in line with that? Are you a believer in the driver gets to choose what the whole entire car listens to, or do you tend to maybe I don't know, trust others within the vehicle for suggestions or pitches for other possible alternatives?
It's all, it's I think you gotta spread the love a little bit. I think that generally the driver gets the first pick, but eventually, pass it off.
Right. You
You
can't just turn Joe Rogan
have
on
to.
for 8 hours.
You
You gotta at least change
certainly
it up.
cannot. Yeah, and sometimes the music, depending on who you're going with, if you get along with them enough, your music taste probably overlaps, but like sometimes it doesn't, and you're like, I am miserable sitting in the back seat,
Yeah.
with Rihanna on maxed out,
Hey, you watch your mouth. All right. I'm a Rihanna fan through and through, but I know what you're saying is I've been in a car before where we've got a long ways, ahead of us, and they're blasting music to where I can't talk to them. Like it's so loud. Have you ever been in a situation like that? I'm sitting right next to a
Yeah.
person. It's like I'm at the club. I can't even
I
hear them.
can't.
Can
Why play
I turn the
music that
music
loud?
down? No, you got to kind of listen to this to, get at this level to get the vibe. Okay, great.
No.
Do you have earplugs? Like you're asking these kinds of questions.
Yeah.
But I believe that if you are the driver, you have multiple passengers, you should be putting something on that's mutually agreeable. I've got a couple playlists that I feel like I could throw on that I've curated that everybody can kind of agree on. I'm not pushing any weird music on other people. And then if I do put a podcast on and I have other people in the car, hey, here's a podcast. They're going to talk about this. Would you guys be interested in it? Yeah, sure. And then you kind of turn it on. But if it's just me and someone that I travel with a lot, I would just put on a podcast. I'm a big shout out to the Dan Le Batard show. Used to be on ESPN.
Knew it was coming.
Now they're their own podcast, I guess. And they're phenomenal and it passes the time. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think that listening to a podcast seems to pass the time faster than if I just listen to music. And I don't know if there's something to that, but to me, at least I view it as if I listen to this podcast, this trip's going to go by substantially faster. And I don't know if you are in agreement with me
I
there, but
mean,
you said you like to
it's
mix in some
engaging
music.
your, yeah, I like music, but I like a podcast. It's engaging your brain, You're like pondering things. You're not just like, music is often very, it's like it's relaxing in a way where you're not really thinking about anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whereas a podcast, you're hearing and considering, it's just presenting ideas and things.
And
It's a little more active.
while we're talking about, time passing, things like that, I always know that on any trip that you go on, whether it be the 8 to 10 hour drive or the 3 hour drive or just a short little thing, there's always a lull, right? Because maybe you're driving, let's just use a 10 hour drive, for example. You're driving and you knock out the first 3 hours. It's like, wow, those 3 hours flew by. And then maybe you stop, then you get back on the road. And then at one point, it seems like, it's kind of like a marathon runner, right? Around hour six, seven, it seems like it's just like, oh my gosh, like, all right, let's go. And to me, the worst part is whenever you finally get into the minutes section, if you're using a GPS, because obviously that just seems like it goes by so much slower. Especially, I think the worst part of the drive is probably the last 30 minutes because you're like, I'm really close. I just want to be there, but I'm still a 30-minute drive away. That's always to me, maybe the worst part of the dreaded lull on a road trip.
And also, I think it has a lot to do with where you are. For example, when we went up to Wisconsin, there's a state between Kentucky and Wisconsin called Illinois, and that state is
True.
oriented north to south. So the drive from Kentucky to Wisconsin is probably like 75% Illinois. And Illinois, it has some cities. It's a lot of soil. And
Got a
that's
good
kind of
amount of
all you see
soil.
for like, kind of all you see for like 8 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
And so that can really wear on a person.
that road trip, I remember how rich that soil looked. I remember just watching the soil go by as we continued along the interstate. And man, you talk about some rich, ready to harvest soil. You know, it's one of my if it's not my favorite part of the trip, but seeing that rich soil, you could almost eat the soil. It seemed like it was so rich. But yeah, it took
I don't
forever.
have any
I
takes on
do
the
remember
soil.
that. I do remember how long it took to get through Illinois. So maybe it's like that. It's
I
like,
love
wow,
to go through a lot of states.
we've been
A
in
lot of
this state
states.
forever. You know,
Yeah.
anytime you pass through a state line, it feels like a little checkpoint. It's like, wow, look at us. It says, welcome to blah, blah, blah. We finally made it, that kind of thing. I get that. But let's keep it moving, right? Just like a road trip. You know, maybe let's bust through the lull of the podcast, right? Maybe it was in the lull right there, and now we're kicking it into gear, maybe on cruise control. You're a cruise control user on a road trip?
You know what tears me up is people that don't use their cruise control. What a nightmare. I mean, what a nightmare to be around people that you pass and then they pass you and then you pass them and it's like, brother, I've been going 72 for for 3 hours. Like you set it faster or set it slower, but set it. I don't care if you're passing me, but don't do it 4 times.
Right.
Oh man,
And
that'll get me worked up.
that's the other part that we haven't, I guess, touched on that much is the other people on the road, because a road trip can be robbed of its joy very quickly if you run into some hooligans out on the interstate or the highway or whatever you're traveling on, that seemingly are driving for the very first time. It's as if someone put them in the car and said, "This is a car, you've never heard of it. Gas on the right, brake on the left, turn the wheel to do stuff. Other than that, there's no blinker usage. They're bobbing in and out of lanes. If there's traffic, if you come to standstill traffic, they're the ones getting on the shoulder and driving past everybody. Like they're the very first person that's ever thought about that. Some real class A jerks. I was going to use another word, but I don't like those type of people. Like I said, it can rob a road trip of its joy very quickly, but you know, you kind of have to stay cool. Just turn the cruise control on. Let old, you know, Karen or Bob or whoever just passed you in that white sedan that had that offensive bumper sticker, you know, and they were going 85. You know, just let them go on past, right? Nothing's gonna hurt you. Just keep going at the cruise control speed. But yeah,
Listen,
insane to not
I
use
hate to
cruise
say it.
control.
It's insane and I hate to say it, but I mean, it's not really that insane. Everybody knows there are certain parts of the country that are worse drivers. You know, this is a crazy thing to say. Growing up in Kentucky, driving there, I didn't really have any frame of reference. It's sturdily cemented for me that I mean it's not the best drivers you'll ever find, but it's the most reasonable drivers. Everywhere else I've been,
Courteous, at
they just
least.
don't. For example, a big shout out to the state of Colorado, the worst and most well disrespectful and pants on head drivers I have ever had the displeasure of being around. In town. In my town, because I live near the state line, so there's a lot of Colorado drivers nearby. But anytime I for driving to Denver is like it's like playing Squid Games. Like your chance of dying driving to Denver is like 80%. It's a nightmare.
And
And truly, I would not go so far as to just say this on a whim, but the time that I've lived here, it doesn't come close. And just talking about it already. Many instances come to mind.
are people just looking at the mountains, you think? They're maybe just preoccupied and distracted, or is it more of a, wow, that person just cut me off, and then they cut another person off, and then they sped up to 90 miles an hour like they're in a Fast and
It
Furious movie?
It's kind of like the opposite of a bell curve. It's like a disruptive bell curve, whereas you have people that will go 10 under in the passing lane, and at the same time, you'll have people going 20 over in and out of lanes. And so
Nightmare.
you are not able to find yourself in the happy medium where oftentimes on a big interstate, you have this passing lane, you have the cruising lane, and then some middle lanes. There is no such thing.
Yeah.
It's the Wild West, and everybody's an outlaw. You can't
And
be comfortable. You can't be mindless in driving down in Colorado.
in a perfect world, what are some rules of the road trip that you feel like you could implement based on some of your experiences that could just make traveling, because some of those people, if you're driving through an area, they're just trying to get to work or they've got a dentist appointment, right? You're just kind of passing through. But a lot of people on the interstates, they're traveling to another destination. So what are some of those rules of the
Interstate.
road trip?
There's, yeah.
Sure. Yeah,
First of
self-explanatory.
all, let's stay on topic before I start to shift the dynamic. First of all, be a good driver. Use your
Number
cruise
one.
control, use your blinkers, and stay reasonably within the norms of driving society. I'm not talking about
It's a
your
lot to
region.
ask.
I mean nationally. As the United States norms of driving, put your finger on the pulse of good common sense. And that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm talking snacks and more than a few. I love snacks. Coffee.
Coffee.
Keep it cold, because if I'm having a hot coffee in the morning, we'll be stopping quite soon. And generally, you want to kind of get a leg out. You want to get a leg out
Exactly.
of that trip before you stop. Nothing wrong with
And
stopping, but let's not stop 5 minutes into the
but if
trip.
you are stopping, to do your business,
Yeah.
you better hope to the good Lord upstairs that there is a Buc-ee's, because any other gas
Yeah.
station
What are you
is
going to a Shell?
just a
You're going
flip of
into
a
a
coin.
marathon? Yeah, forget
Oh,
about it.
it is just a flip of a coin. And almost always it lands on the disgusting side of the coin. I don't know if I've ever been pleasantly surprised by a bathroom. And some of the worst are you go into a bathroom and you have to stop, maybe you're running low on gas or it's the only gas station the next couple exits. And it's the dreaded one stall bathroom where, only one person at a time. So
Line.
if you were holding it, you're in tough shape. Those are always just disgusting because they're just getting bombarded with people and no one is going in there to clean those suckers. So yeah, you're right. You
I'll keep
gotta
my coffee cold on a road trip. I'll take an ice
keep the
brew.
snacks and the drinks, a little strategery there. Make sure that you're
Yeah.
not overdoing it in this section. Also making
Yeah.
sure you're not trying to go too salty, right? Because then you might need more to drink and then you
Yeah.
gotta stop more. I, for one, love some Sour Patch Kids, any sort of gummy snack on a
Wow.
trip.
Swedish fish
Um,
enjoyer, are
I,
you?
I'll 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 pop a couple Swedish fishes or fish, which however you want to say it.
Yeah.
I do find a lot of pleasure in a fruit snack, and I thought that I would grow out of that at some point, but I feel like it's only been heightened as I've gotten older. But I think some rules of the road trip for me is keeping things light. If you run into traffic, hey, make sure we're all on the same team. No one's turning on each other. Don't do the, you could have gotten in the left lane. That one's faster. Don't ever say anything
Yeah.
like that. You shut your mouth. If you are about to say something that is in any way divisive, shut your pie hole and just be quiet. If you're not driving, don't worry about it, right? Let the driver handle it. And they know that the left lane is faster, right? They probably even said in their head,
Sometimes,
They probably even
not
say in
all
their
times.
head, gosh dang it, I always pick the wrong lane whenever it comes to traffic. I should have gotten the left lane. They don't need Brenda in the back saying, looks like the left lane's moving a little bit faster. Shut up, Brenda. You know what I'm saying? Like it's simple like that. So somewhere high on the list for the rules of the road for me would be to shut up, I think.
And listen, also in the same vein, I just want to add really quickly, don't remain calm. If you run into traffic, don't start throwing phones around, looking for the next exit, looking for a side road, looking for a clear path. Oh, to get off 10 miles down, take a left, go down highway, 130, and then to get back. Just write it out. It's going to be just as fast. Everybody else has the same idea. I'm not talking to any family member specifically. I am not mentioning my father. I'm not. I'm just saying, be comments. Let's just write it out. It's probably about the same. We don't need to get out of hand
Yeah, I mean,
or let it in the traffic.
sounds like you are talking to your father, but we'll move
No,
past that.
nah.
I was gonna say, eventually, if it is a fun road trip, and hopefully it is, or if you do have a couple bumps in the road, you get to where you're going. And at that point, of course, you're enjoying wherever you were headed. But at the same time, we need to answer the question, is it really about the journey or is it the destination? How do you feel about it? Because it is one thing to remember is it's a journey to the destination, but then from the destination, there's often a journey back. So you're spending a lot of time in the journey aspect of things. So what is it really about?
And you got to make the best of the journey. It's a 50-50. Well, let's be honest, it's maybe like a 40-60. Ideally, you're traveling for the purpose of getting to where you're going, so you should probably be having a little more weight on that, but you've got to make the best of the journey and appreciate it for what it is, enjoy it. I listen, for me, it's about a 50-50. It's a 40-60 at least, but I love the drive. I love the drive. What can I
And
say?
I consider vacation starts the day of travel. I mean, I'm having a good time. I'm
Yeah.
relaxed. I don't have anything
Oh
I'm
yeah.
worried about. So in that aspect, maybe it is a little bit about the journey. Now, it's definitely not about the journey back because the drive back to from wherever you went, if you went to a sporting event or went on vacation, that always kind of sucks. But it's more, I feel like the entire thing is a journey, right? Because you're maybe traveling to a place you've never been. It's all part of the journey, even though the destination is important is in its own right. So we didn't, maybe we said it was the journey. We kind of lean more towards that, but at the same time, both are important. That's what we'll leave it at. And that's going to do it for this episode of AY and 2K. So hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you're taking a road trip yourself and you just killed 35,
Listen to
40
this
minutes.
pod.
Listen to this podcast. That would be kind of a unique full circle podcastception thing, if you will. But that's going to do it for this episode. My name is Quinn Eaton.
I'm Isaac Bear.
And this has been All You Need to Know.
This has been All You Need to Know. If you have a topic you would like to hear about, message us on Twitter or Facebook or send us an email at allyouneed2know00@gmail.com. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And tune in every Wednesday because here at AYN2K, we've got you covered.